This week's devotion is called Open Eyes That Are Blind by Pastor Ed Blonsky from St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Hawthorne Woods. From Isaiah 42, we read, I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness, I will take you by the hand and keep you, I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. First, we talk about the Lord making us a servant. During the feeding of the lambs, where we at St. Matthew have a message specifically for young children, we teach them a song. One of those songs is called God Loves Me Dearly. It is a simple song that tells of God's love and promise of salvation in Jesus Christ. The last stanza I altered a bit to read, Now I will serve you, O love eternal. Now I will serve you all my life long. Second, we take a look at a servant's response. Our response to God's love is serving him. That is, doing what God wants of us. To put it simply, God wants us to love him above all else and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But God didn't just tell us to do this. He sent his son Jesus to model this kind of life to us. And third, we look at a servant's song. In Isaiah 42, the Lord, Yahweh, the first person of the Trinity, calls forth the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He says that he will send Jesus as a covenant to the people, as a fulfilled promise of God. One of the things that Jesus did was open eyes that are blind. He would do this literally, opening the eyes of seven people, as recorded in the first four books of the New Testament, which we call the Gospels. And next, a servant's response. We can follow Jesus' example by praying for others, by helping others, and by leading others to God's house for worship and to hear God's word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling me to be a servant to others in the name of Jesus. I pray that all I do will put all focus on Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.